It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats in chanty whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences and sorrow and sadness for the martyrdom of, the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic laws regarding the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein, or in commemoration of his martyrdom. Well, before that, let's take a listen to a short break, and we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned. Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Tawhid, our guest speaker. We are dealing with some of the jurisprudential laws or Islamic laws about Muharram, in which the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been assassinated and martyred. Well, Sheikh Tawhid, is it recommended to, let's say, raise or plant black flags on top of the, mosques, buildings, or everywhere on the stores and supermarkets, or inside the mosques, for example, to spread out black fabrics, in order to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or peace be upon him, or wearing full black and cover the walls of the mosques, or even Husseiniyas and even houses, private homes and houses, in black. So my question is that, is it recommended?
Well, that's what the Shia Muslims generally do, mm-hmm. in different Muslim countries. As far as I know, it is regarded as a kind of venerating the divine sacraments and expressing one's sadness and grief. And there's no objection to doing this. It's actually a kind of expressing grief and sympathy with the family of the Prophet, with the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. So spreading out black fabrics to cover the walls of the masjids, and also wearing full black during commemoration days, during the days of Azadari, to show grief and sympathy with the pure household of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and with the intention of venerating those noble figures, is absolutely recommended. And of course, it is when something is recommended, it is desirable, it is good to do so, and one is actually rewarded for what he does mm-hmm. In this sense.
Okay. Is there any harm, Sheikh Javid, in smearing one's head or forehead, with some mud on the days and nights when such events as, the martyrdom, the anniversary of Ahlul Bayt are held, these commemorative gatherings? I've seen some people, in fact, smear their heads or foreheads with some mud.
Mud, you're right, yes. Of course, if it is that which is commonly done and it's considered by, common people as a manifestation of grief, as a show of grief, as a demonstration of sympathy with the household of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, there is no harm in it. And of course, there is no sense if it's not for that purpose. Everyone on the day of Ashura or on the day of on a sad day of martyrdom, who does so, who smears his forehead or his head, the front part of his head, with mud, actually wants to communicate this message to other people that he is expressing grief, that he is venerating this occasion, that he's also expressing sadness and grief and sorrow with the martyred imam or with the family of the Ahlul Bayt.
Sheikh Javid, similarly, I've seen some Muslims, in fact, walk barefoot when it comes to such mourning processions. Some of these mourners, in fact, they take off their shoes and they walk barefoot. Is it recommended or what?
Anything that shows respect, any action that implies is a proof or is an evidence of showing sympathy and grief is recommended. Mm-hmm. Now, barefooted, I do see some scholars in the Islamic Seminary of Qom, they actually walk barefooted. On the day of the martyrdom of the imams, they walk from their houses, from their offices to the holy shrine of Bibi Masuma, and that's what they do to show the importance of this occasion, to show the significance of commemorating the martyrdom of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn or any other imams, as we know. But there's one thing, of course, telling you something, and that is, for example, in some countries like the Indian subcontinent, we see that some people take off their shoes and they walk on fire and things like that. Uh-huh. Such a practice is not acceptable. There's nothing at all in any religious sources in the history to suggest, to indicate that such a practice is recommended. It doesn't make sense to walk on fire and to show that you are a lover of Imam Hussein. If someone wants to show that he really loves Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, he should start reading his teachings. He should read the books authored by the Shia scholars, the religious scholars. Shia scholars have written important works to help us, to help the young generation and the people to get familiar with the teachings.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Before the break, I just wanted to ask you a question quite related to this, but because of the shortage of time, let's take a break and then we'll be back.
Sure.
And I ask my question. Thank you very much. Stay with us. Back to the program. Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speaker, Sheikh Tawheed. We are still talking about some of the Islamic laws about Muharram. Well, Sheikh Tawheed, I asked you about, walking barefoot before the break. I just wanted to continue asking you this question regarding if there is a fear of, let's say, any kind of harm being done to the person, like, for example, running the risk of, let's say, bleeding on the feet.
Yes.
Is that, again, still recommended, or it becomes reprehensible if you know, or if you have the fear of, the notion that you might end up, for example, bleeding and contaminating, ritually speaking, the pavement, or some even, God forbid, for example, the
carpet.
The carpets, or the, let's say, the courtyard of some mosques, probably.
Islam does not endure causing ourselves damage, and if it is substantial damage, it is absolutely forbidden. We are not allowed under any circumstance to cause ourselves harm. Like, for example, if we walk on thorns, and our feet end up bleeding. So it is a kind
of... Like the example you gave before the break,
yes,
like walking on fire.
On fire. So it does not make sense. Okay, if a person happens to accidentally, he starts bleeding,
mm-hmm,
and his feet start bleeding, so that there's no objection to him. And if there's blood coming out, he should stop, he should stop it. He should, wear a bandage. To stop, he should not go to enter a mosque, because a mosque should not be made, should not be defiled, should not be made impure. So he should stop somewhere to stop the blood, mm-hmm, oozing out.
Yes.
And but to deliberately make one's feet bleed, that's not acceptable according to Islamic Sharia.
It becomes haram then.
Yeah,
no?
It becomes haram according to some religious authorities, including His Eminence Al-Shaheed Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Al-Khamenei, who says that there is nothing to suggest that such a thing has happened in the past,
mm-hmm,
or there is no proof of this, of this act to make one's body bleed. Okay, the feet is one part of the body.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, signing off. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave. Mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein plan to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of new lands.